Well, hi, Jeff. Great to meet you and have you join us here at NITV Radio. So why don't you give us a little bit of insight into who you are and what you do?
Yeah, myself, Jeff Amato, proud Wiradjuri man from Mallicton, New South Wales, but I also want to acknowledge country I'm living on at the moment as well, and that's the Central Coast, Darkindjung country. But yeah, a little bit about myself. I grew up here most of my life, but now the past 15 years I've been on the Central Coast, Darkindjung country, where, you know, I had to sort of go walkabouts and as an Indigenous man just to find my feet and to heal from some of my past. But yeah, been pretty privileged and lucky now to be travelling Australia the last 8 years, doing a lot of consulting stuff and advocating for more cultural rehabs, less jails. But, you know, I suppose what gives me great pleasure is being back home in my country, Wiradjuri country, and doing some work here.
And you mentioned more cultural rehabs, less jails, and I was looking into it, and I've got to say you've set up quite a few programs under this initiative, all with, like, different aims. Are you able to give us a once-over on the different programs and as well as more cultural rehabs, less jails, what it is?
Yeah, of course. I've started advocating for more cultural rehabs, less jails now, like I said, about 8 years ago, and just to be a voice for my people, to be a voice for the lived experience on what's working and what's not working, and where we're lacking in this country is just nowhere near the right support in place for our people to start their healing process. You know, and I can only speak on my own behalf, but I'm sure I can speak on behalf of a lot of my people is, we need these cultural spaces, we need these cultural-based rehabs to start our healing process, and, yeah, there's just nowhere near the right support in place. So I thought, you know, I'd get out and I'd use my voice now. I'm pretty lucky and privileged to be, nearly 16 years total absence from drugs, alcohol, and back behind the gates of this jail system. And I thought, you know, I've got a voice now, and I've got a bit of a I've got a really good reputation, and I like I love to say, and I love to spark the mind of others that can make changes. If we could get help half as easy as it is to get locked away, we're going to start closing the gap slowly. But we just can't get that support.
Yeah, it's a very strong message there. So all these other little programs they have, like the Darbal program, Yindamara Men's Healing program, there's Wiradjuri Binjang Youth Night program, Wellington Pre-Release program, and the ACT Healing Men's Group. What do each of those do? And I know there's quite a few there.
Yeah, of course. And I suppose I don't know where to start, but we're just about to branch out up at Cessnock, has reached out as well to be doing the same programs that we've just rolled out in the ACT Canberra. But I'll speak about the programs we've got here in Wellington, Wiradjuri country. We've got programs that transition into each program, and we're starting early intervention at a young age, where early intervention should be started around year 3 and 4. And that's the Durrumbul program. So what the Durrumbul program is, it's working with kids that just need a bit of guidance and a bit of mentoring, but also connecting with culture. The program is about the kids that are sort of disengaging at school, the attendance rates, disconnecting from culture. And half of them kids are doing really well as well, but the sad reality is half of them are not as doing well as others. So that's what it is. It's every Friday, and it's grassroots driven programs where it's local mob that are running them programs. And then after they finish that year program in year 6, then they'll start transitioning into the Wiradjuri Binjang Night program. And what that allows is just for the kids to have a cultural safe space from when a lot of services doors are closing at 5 o'clock. So we've got a night program where we jump in the bus and we do an hour driving around Wellington here, and a lot of the kids are already there, but there's some kids that need a bit of support, and being picked up. And what that program is the same pretty much. It's where the kids can do program, they can connect the culture, connect with each other, connect the country, a bit of mentoring. We do workshops as well. We get motivational speakers coming along. Yeah, and a good feed, you know, us as black fellas, we love a good feed. So we put a good feed on, and then we're dropping them kids home by 10 o'clock where they should be home in bed and ready for the next day. So that's a bit about the, you know, Radri Bingjing night program. And then after, we follow them kids right through high school, and we keep engaging with them kids. We keep trying to support them kids right through their high school years, and then hopefully I've built that bond and relationship with them to guide them after they finish school. And that's where sometimes the Yindamar Ealing men's group will come into play for some of the boys that we've been working beside. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have a women's healing group happening as well soon, so we can keep our young girls connected and having that bit of support when they leave high school as well. So Yindamar Ealing men's group, you know, started probably nearly 2.5 years ago now with myself and Laura Stanley. And what it is getting the men job ready, because there's really big opportunities coming around Wellington at the moment, Wellington Dubbo area, Wiradjuri country. And we thought, how can we get our men job ready for these opportunities when they come to town? So and that's where the Yindamara land care and maintenance program or business, you can say, comes into play. So it's getting the men up at a certain time. It's getting the men enjoying being at work. It's getting the men used to wearing boots and a IV shirt and being paid for it as well. So it's getting them that structured routine happening. So when they start getting used to working and they're enjoying being paid on a weekly basis, then they can be job ready to go the bigger and better things that are coming around Wellington here.
Yeah, definitely. Sounds like you guys got a lot of good stuff out there. And it's good to see so many new organisations doing some of these programs like this as well. And I'm sure those who are part of like your new upcoming one, you just talked about Yindamara Land Care Maintenance, I'm sure they'll get a lot of out of it. I've seen like the work that similar organisation, Wildflower Gardens for Good, has done in Sydney, and the impact honestly just speaks for itself. Though, what do you envision like the impact of Yindamara Land Care Maintenance to have on the workers you guys have and the mob that come through it, especially considering how it's out regional?
Well, because like I say, there's just big opportunities coming here with the solar farms, the wind farms, all this energy stuff coming out here. There's just around Wellington, Dubbo, Dunedoo area, there's $30 billion worth of industry coming out here. And there's no reason why these organisations and businesses can't interact with us as Indigenous people here in Wellington. I know it's a part of their contract, the government, to say, yep, well, we're coming into, you know, out to Wellington and around the Wellington area. It's we've got to start engaging with local mob first. And if I've already sat down with some organisations and businesses out here around the energy and all that kind of stuff, and the way that we're going to be consistent and make real change is if we can start winning contracts through these organisations. And like I say, I've had the privilege now to sit down with a couple of these big organisations, and we're in talk, and, you know, fingers crossed we'll have all these men, these eight men that are job ready, employed on a full-time wage in the next, you know, 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, it'll be good to see what comes out of this program. And now a more personal note, how do you think you've grown yourself since starting the organisation More Cultural Rehabless Jails? I assume like the impact of meeting as many people as you have during the start of this initiative has really changed who you are. Like, what do you think of that?
Oh, it's mind-blowing. Sometimes I think, when am I going to wake up? Is this a dream? And, you know, and how did a little black fella from Wellington get to where I am today? You know, I've founded my own business. I've been a founder of 3 or 4, you know, programs back here in Wellington. I'm, you know, communities from ACT Canberra, Cessnock, Tamworth, surrounding areas are saying, can you come to our community and just guide some of our men and some of our kids with the program using. So in Wellington here, we're setting the standards for other communities. They're reaching out, and I never ever thought I'd get to where I am, but I suppose, you know, I've got to stop underselling myself as well. I've travelled over 1 million k's now. And I've been generating my own income for the last 8 years, and that just tells me that, you know what, your voice is needed in this country, and now they've got to start listening, and they know they have to start listening to the lived experience, because what's in place is not working.
And for those out in the Dubbo Wellington areas who may want to learn more about getting involved with you or your organisation or anything else, where can they go to get this information?
Well, they can reach out, like, on my email is, jjamato@gmail.com. I've got a social media page where I've got nearly 15,000 followers now, and that's been a really positive, good tool for me getting to where I am today. My LinkedIn page, yeah, going really, really good and growing as a business. I suppose the first 4 or 5 years of my, out on the road and inspiring communities, it was sort of, I was like, what am I doing? Am I doing, am I making change? Are people listening? And it's fair to say now, the last 3 years of the 8 years travelling, people are starting to listen. You've got government listening now. You've got ministers, communities, people in high places to go, you know what? We need to have their voices around the table when the big decisions are getting made. And just before I finish on that one, the reason why I say this is because I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, and I'm far from it. But I know that, we do a crime. There's a bed in jail before lunchtime. We do a crime in the morning. We want help. We've got to wait 8 to 10 weeks to get it. It's not rocket science. Jails are not helping our people, and I believe that, if we could get help as half as easy as it is to get locked away, we're going to start seeing change. We're going to start seeing the gap close slowly, and this is going to take another 5 to 10 years for it to start, but they need to start now.
Yeah, these strength-based processes really are changing experiences for mob and what they can do.
Yeah, of course. We need us as Indigenous people, and I advocate for non-Indigenous people, but I'm passionate about my people because, I lived it, and I'm a proud Wiradjuri man myself. But we're spiritually connected to this country. We need culture in our lives to start our healing process. We need to know who we are to know where we want to go.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, just wanted to say a big thanks. And for all the viewers listening, Murray Landcare Maintenance launches September 18th.
So any listeners out there that are listening, we've got a big launch, and we've got we're going to have over 200 people there with ministers and people in high places and people that will be sorting our business. And it's the 18th of September in Wellington at Roygate Park. Our new business, and feel free to come and check it out.